Jaja Susie, we love you, sweetheart, eternal God energy. We thank you for vibrating inside of our consciousness. We thank you, Holy Spirit of love, for living inside of our beings. We thank you, Holy Light of Christ, for surrounding us. We thank you, glorious Christ fire, for zooming us and letting love flow within us. Oh, sweet Jesusy, Jesus Christ, we thank you for abiding within us. We just love your holy name, Jesusy.
You got that right, Jesusy, 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 Jesusy. The name of power, the name of authority on this great planet Earth. We thank you, Jesusy, Son of God, we thank you for your birth. We thank you for that birth that you came, that divine birth. We thank you for coming to this planet. We thank you for creating this planet. We thank you for creating our bodies. We thank you for creating our minds. We thank you for the Ghost Holy, the Holy Spirit within us. That spirit, that power, that loving energy, we thank you. Holy Spirit, I love you. I praise you. I thank you. Peace be with you.
Live, welcome to Son of God University.
You got that right, baby.
Praise Jesusy,
baby. That's the name of power. Yes. That's the name of authority. We love you, Jesusy, the eternal spirit. We love you, Jesusy, the Son of God, the creator, the sustainer of this dynamic planet Earth. As the Earth bodies here in the planetary realm, as far as on the Earth realm, welcome to Son of God University. In the heavenly realms, welcome to Son of God University. In the hellish realm, welcome to Son of God University.
On November 16th, Sun's Day, in the year of our Lord Jesus Christ, with the new age of consummation and fire on planet Earth, there is time, and in the other realms of the heavens and paradise, purgatory, and in Hades and hell, there is no time like Earth time, but yet there is hope for all humankind. We greet you live on planet Earth from the great Southeast Asia and Shangri-La, Thailand, where the temperature is 87 degrees and over. And we bless the United States of America with the Pacific Northwest, Seattle, Washington. The temperature right now at this present tense is 34 degrees. Newcastle, Pennsylvania, the temperature is 38 degrees. Newcastle, Washington State, the temperature is 27 degrees. And in Los Angeles, California, all this in the USA, the temperature is 67 degrees, ladies and gentlemen. We are here live. We are so thankful to be able to magnify the name of the Son of God, Jesusy. You see, sweethearts, it is very, very, very vital, important to magnify, to exalt the name of Jesus Christ. The first John, the third chapter, it says, God, Jehovah, has given us a commandment that we should believe on the name of his Son, Jesusy Christ. Jesus Christ. And if we believe on the name, and as we acknowledge and believe on the name of the Son of God, Jesus Christ, then we are commanded to love one another. How can we love? You have to have the Jesus Christ spirit inside. And when we love Jesus Christ inside of us, then we can easily love. There are many people who don't worship the Son of God. In Christian faith, Christian churches, the church of Christians, the Church of Scientists, I believe it's called Christian Science, Mary Baker Eddy, bless their heart. They don't worship Jesus, but they worship God. What we're about to say is through experience, through theological research, and not in any way is to be a condemnation. We are speaking the facts that is converted into solid truth. So when we speak of ministers or denominations, it is for a specific reason, not to bring any man, woman, or personage down, but to show you the power and the reality and the truth of worshiping Jesus Christ. If you claim to be a Christian, if you claim to be under the church of Jesus Christ, and the Bible says in the apostolic scriptures that Jesus Christ is the head of the church. So if Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is the head of the church, by golly, by all means, you should worship Jesus Christ. Is that correct, my loving brother?
You got that right, Jaja Susie, baby.
Yes,
you should be worshiping Jaja Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
He's the one that created this planet. He's the one that created your body. He's the one that put the Ghost Holy, the Holy Spirit, within you, that God consciousness, that divine Spirit. He put that in each person. I don't care what faith you are, it's in each and every person. He's the one that should be worshipped. He's the one within you that should be worshipped.
Yes.
So we're talking about the Son of God, the being, and then I'm talking about the Son within me, the light of Christ.
Yes.
You know, S-U-N, that's the light of Christ. That's the Ghost Holy.
Right.
That's the name of our university, Son of God University, S-U-N, the Christ light, the Holy Ghost, the Ghost Holy. That's what my brother and I are talking about. That's what we need to get in touch with.
Amen.
When you get in touch with that, when you start praising that, Jesus starts jumping around with flips. And like I said before, the Father starts having the brew. He's happy.
Yes.
Everybody is happy. You got to get into the light of Christ. It's too many of my loving brothers and sisters, especially in the Christ in faith, that think they're into it, and they're not. And we may give an example of that. There's something that happened that people is going to shock you. You know, you think you're in one realm, you're in a different realm.
Oh, yeah, baby, you're right. Speaking about that earlier, last week, I believe, early in the week, about Sunday or Monday, one of the great renowned evangelists on the planet, Dr. Miles Monroe, a very prominent speaker, motivation, very inspirational, doctorate degrees. He's from the Bahama Islands over there near Jamaica and over there where they say Jah Rastafari. Rastafari, which means King of Kings, Lord of Lords, the Lord Jesus Christ. So we lost our brother. We lost he passed him and his wife and seven others in a private jet. They were traveling. I didn't get the full skinny of it. Either they were going to Louisiana for a convention or they were coming from Louisiana, which is in the USA, and the Southland of the USA. And now Dr. Miles Monroe is his home or his main ministry is in the Bahama Islands, over there across the way. And he's been on Trinity Broadcasting Network. He's been on Daystar International, another Christian network. He's been on regular television, ABC, NBC, and CBS, and radio programs. He passed on. They had a crash. The jet crashed on either Sunday or Monday, and I was very heartbroken. I cried for hours. I love him. We've been in this crusade. My brother and I, we've been under his prophecies and, you know, different manifestations. And when you know somebody, it touches you. You feel it. You're shocked. So that's the way it is. But the jet crashed. It ran the crane. I sort of said the crane ran into the jet. But the jet ran into the crane. There was, a big constructive overhead crane. And to give you some background of the theology of our great brother, Dr. Miles Monroe, we know him and we love him. And we know some personal theology of Dr. Monroe and many others. The Honorable, now, like I say, whatever I say, is not to bring the sweetheart brother down. We love him. We don't bring nobody down. I say we don't bring nobody down, not even Adolf Hitler. We know what he did in history, but we don't hate him. We don't bring no person down. So I want you to get that ahead of time so you won't Gmail me. So you said this. Why'd you say that? Well, like I said, we speak from facts and truth of what we know of theology and of the person. Dr. Miles Monroe was a motivator of worship to Jehovah God, the Father, the God of glory. He did not endorse the worship to Jesus Christ. That may shock you. That may shock you, Christians. But we've been in this theology classes and you know, in most motivational sessions in the United States of America and in Canada and around the world. And so we know what we know. Now, whether he have changed from 2 years ago, I cannot say, because the last time we heard, you know, some of his teachings. But we know he's in the purpose, and has, like I said, he has some really good teachings, very inspirational, how to live, how to propose yourself, how to be dignified. But sweetheart, darling babies, the main thing, you must go through the Son of God, Jesus Christ. And he spoke about Jesus at the door. Then at times he said, Jesus at the door, Matt, you walk over the door to get to the Father. Well, you see, I just quoted the scripture, and I'll say it again. The Father God, Jehovah, Allah, Jehovah, Elohe, has given us commandment that we should believe on the name of his Son, Jesus Christ. And if we don't believe on Jesus Christ, we got a problem. And so therefore, not only should we believe on the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, we should worship Jesus Christ, because Jesus Christ is the Son of God, the one that gave his life on the tree. He shed forth his sacred blood that we might be redeemed. He gave his life so we can be forgiven for all of our sins. And the Honorable Dr. Miles is not the only brethren who teaches more direct worship to Jehovah God and not necessarily to the Son. Like I said, the Christian, Christian Science, the movement under Mary Baker Eddy. She passed on back in the 1800s, where I've been under that theology. And they endorse, do not worship Jesus. You pray in Jesus' name, but you just worship God the Father. And there are many other denominations or movements or spiritual movements that don't endorse worship to God's Son. Well, sweetheart, darling, baby, you got a problem. If you claim to be a Christian, you have to go through Jesus Christ. And so therefore, when people don't have that love for Jesus, they have to go to purgatory or hell. And it was 9 people on this jet. And Dr. Miles, we love you, sweetheart. And we pray you get out of Gehenna. We pray you go through the training sessions and obey the destroying angels or the death angels and the judgment angels. And because everybody who claims and preaches Jesus Christ or say they preach Jesus Christ, they don't love Jesus Christ. Now, you say, are you saying Dr. Miles didn't love Jesus Christ? No, I'm not saying that. No doubt he might have some feelings and love for Jesus Christ. But the endorsement was the worship to the Father and the main love to the Father. See, but God, the Father, told us what? Love my Son, Jesus Christ. See, when you love Jesus Christ, you love God the Father. That's in the book of St. John. You see, and, you know, if I were to be a Catholic priest, a Catholic pope, which I will not, because I don't mean that in derogatory when I say which I will not, because a pope has to be, you know, under the administration of the Catholic movement. And my brother and I, we are universal. We deal with everybody. Not that the Pope doesn't, but our doctrine could not be limited to the Holy Catholic Church. And we love them. You see what I'm saying? But if I was selected for a die to the Catholic Church as a Pope, and they say, you know how they change their names or use their names, I would use the name Sweetie John Mark. And why would I use that? Because I am the disciple whom Jesus loved. St. John, I am the disciple whom Jesus loved. Mark means the forerunner in the beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ. You follow what I'm saying? You know, that's just a tidbit. So the popes they had in the last, Pope John Paul, this one, that one, today's pope is Francis, and Benedict, the other one. But I never heard one called John Mark. I don't know if they have ever had it. They might have. I don't know. Someone do know, email me, Gene Mullis, let me know. I just want to know if they had the name John Mark. Okay, so why do I say that? Well, because the names have a meaning. See, every name has a meaning, every name. And so God commanded us to worship his Son, Jesus, or Jesus. You sweetheart Christians, this is the name of all power. You're going to be shocked, the people that go to heaven or who don't go to heaven. You see, it will shock you, those who love Jesus Christ and those who don't love Jesus Christ. There are many who don't even care for, they don't give a rits about Jesus Christ or Jesus Christ. But if you claim to be a Christian person, it is imperative. That's why we baptize these basketballs and footballs, to show you the reality of the name of Jesus. Then you say, do you baptize human candidates? Of course we baptize human candidates. Why don't we baptize them on the air? Because we don't want to take up all the time. Because during this 55-minute session, we are teaching. And we baptize basketballs, but we don't have to talk to them. We baptize them and go forward. When we have humans, we have the Lord's Supper. You know, we go to the training, or we go through the christening and the blessing, and that may take 42 minutes or so. And we want to take the time to do the teaching as we are on the air. That's why when we baptize candidates, usually it is off the air or at a beach, at a lake, in the fog, in the mountains, wherever we may be. Now, my brother's going to baptize these footballs. I've got a football again and a basketball. They've been asking me to baptize them. You said, what did you mean they're asking you to baptize them? Well, children, saints of God. Now, hear me good, sweetheart. You, 97.8% of the Christian churches reject the baptism in the name of Jesus Christ. Now we don't. Yes, you do, because you've been saying, I baptize thee in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. On the profession of your faith, having been led by the Spirit. You know, and those are titles. Titles don't save you, sweetheart. You got to get into the name. I told you what St. John said. And this is a commandment that Jehovah God gave to us, that we must believe on the name of his Son, Jesus Christ. It's imperative. It's imperative. It is a necessity. It's a necessario. We got to believe in Jesus Christos. Jesus Christos. Jesus. Jehoshua. Jesus. Isus. Isa. Those are different languages of the name of Jesus Christ. Yeshini, Ishini in Korean. All the great names of the Son of God. It's imperative. You got a name? I got a name? What's in the name? If I say Obama, automatically you know that's the President of the United States of America. If I say Queen Elizabeth, the great queen of England and the UK. You see, if I say Michael Jordan, that's a great basketball star who retired. And, you know, and his name, when you hear that, you think ball, basketball. He's a great star. The name bears witness of the character of the person. If I say Bill Gates, you would say, the richest man in the United States that lives in Holy Ghost, Washington, known as Seattle, Washington, and the Pacific Northwest, United States of America, and the eastern side of the Medina area of the Puget Sound region. You see, if I say John Boehner, you say, that's the House Speaker of the United States of America. He is the House Speaker in the White House, Republican Party. You know, you would know. Okay, every name, sweetheart, has a meaning. If I say Pope Francis, that's the Pope of the Catholic Church, who the Church prayed to the Holy Spirit, which one they should get. Now dig that. They prayed to the Holy Spirit. We've been trying to get you people to doctrine the Holy Spirit for the last 14-plus tax months, and it's imperative. You see, I'm getting carried away, my brother. What's going on here? I'm just going and going and going.
Okay, we're going to start baptizing these basketballs. That's what we're going to do.
Okay.
We have a basketball and we have a football.
Okay.
And basically pray to Jah Jesus. God, Jesus, this is what's on the bathroom. I'm way off. On the football.
Okay.
Jesus Christ of Nazareth. You have living Son of God, God, Jesus. That's all on this football right here.
Good.
That I'm going to attempt to, which I am going to baptize.
Okay.
And the reason we're doing this, because it's like my loving brother said, is so many people that baptized in titles,
yes,
the Father, the Son, the Holy, because they're scared to baptize in Jah Jesus for some reason.
That's right. That's right.
And the negative forces are making them scared to do that.
Yes.
Because they know once you say Jah Jesus,
yes,
they just like, whoa, let me get the hell out of here.
Yes.
And we want you to get to the point that Jah Jesus, that's the name of power. If you say the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, no power.
Right, right.
You're not even baptizing. You might as well just say, in the name of Sweetie.
That's right.
There's no power. There's nothing. You can say it in anything.
Right.
But when you say that name, Jah Jesus, or Lord Jesus,
right,
or just Jesus the Christ,
uh-huh,
that's the name of power and authority. You got to use the name.
Right.
You cannot use titles. Titles mean nothing.
That's
just
right.
Like you say Lord. A lot of you say Lord. What
right.
Lord? What Lord? Lord Buddha?
Right.
What Lord? Lord Krishna? What Lord are you talking
that's
about?
Right. That's right.
It's many gods and lords. That's under the Lords of Lords, Jah
Jesus'
kingdom.
Correct. That's right.
You know,
right.
He has lords under him. He has gods under him.
That's
but
right.
He's the Lord of Lords.
Yes.
He's above all lords. So there are lords under him. There are gods under him. And that's what we're trying to train you is to become a god, be transfigured, to live the life of Jesus, and you can be under his administration.
I thought if you be a God, you're over Jesus, because he's the Son of God.
That's a false doctrine.
That's right.
You can never be over him.
Right.
He created us, so how are we going to be over our Creator?
That's right.
There's no way.
You're saying Jesus Christ is the highest God over all the gods of the earth?
He's the highest God over all gods.
Whoa.
Over all gods.
I'm gonna start
on this earth, on Jupiter,
and beyond.
On Saturn, on other universes,
yes.
On everywhere. It's all kinds. It's trillions of universes and everything that Jesus have manifested and have created. So this Jesus is something else. I mean, you guys don't even know the tip of how powerful this being is.
Right.
You know, this being is very powerful. And when you use the name on this earth, this tiny spirit ball of the earth, it vibrates. That name vibrates.
Yes.
It's a vibration.
Oh.
When you say Jesus, it's a vibration.
That's right.
And as you chant that name, people are talking about chanting. Why don't you chant the name of Jesus and see how that power resonates in you and see how happy-fied you feel.
That's right.
And see how that goes holy. And we're going to talk about stillness, too, as my brother said.
Yes.
And you can see how that power just resonates through you. See, it's a power. You get into the power of Jesus.
Yes.
It's not so much the name. People say, Jesus, that's really nice. But when you start chanting that name and when you start praising that name and start loving that name, that energy energizes you.
Yes, that's right.
So everybody wants energy. Athletes
Amen.
Want energy. The
yes.
singers want the energy. The comedians want energy. Everybody wants energy. They drink these monster drinks and everything,
false energy.
And trying to get it. But no, you want the divine energy that lifts you up, that transforms you, that levitates you. That's the kind of energy I want.
Amen.
And that's the kind of energy you want, my loving brothers.
You
feel what I'm saying because the Holy Ghost in you is feeling, because I have the feeling of the Holy Ghost. You have the feeling of the Holy Ghost.
Right.
So as I talk to you, that Holy Ghost connects and you are feeling it. No matter who you are, what religion you're in, it's beyond religion.
It's a spirituality.
It's beyond religion. You got to get out of the religious mode, because if you stay in the intellectual mode, and that's how my loving brother Miles Monroe was into intellectual,
right? Very intellectual.
More intellectual. You got to get into the spiritual role.
Yes.
Once you get into the spiritual role, you're gonna hit dead bullseye right into the light of Christ, and you're gonna enlighten that light of Christ, and then you're gonna start to love, because you can't love without that light of Christ,
Amen.
Jesus is going to be illuminated. He's going to like it. The
right.
Father's going to like it. My loving brother's going to like
That's
it.
That's right.
I'm going to like it.
Right.
And all the seven spirits are going to like
That's
it.
That's right.
Everybody's going to like it.
Jesus,
you know. So
oh, yeah.
That's what we're talking about. In the name of Jesus, I now baptize this loving football that I have in my hand
right now
in the dynamic name of Jesus. It's baptized.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
Now we have a basketball.
Yes.
And it's blue and it's
light blue, dark blue.
No,
gray blue.
It's gray.
Kind gray.
Of blue.
Okay, blue.
And
gray.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it has Holy Spirit, Jesus.
Ooh, okay.
Holy Spirit, Jesus. This is a Holy Spirit ball.
I love that. I love that Holy Spirit ball.
That was a Jesus ball.
Right.
Now I'm going to the Holy Spirit ball. Just like we pray.
Yes.
You know, we pray. Sometimes you hear us pray to Jesus, the Son of God.
Right.
Man, he's worthy of praise.
Amen.
Definitely. You know, then you hear me go to the Ghost Holy, or the Holy Ghost,
right.
The Spirit within you, the most important of the importance that you need to get, because that's within you. That's all around you.
Yes.
That's what you need all the time. You're always in church. Remember, you're always in church. You're never alone.
That's
right. That Jesus Spirit is with you all the time.
Yes.
I now baptize this loving basketball that has Holy Spirit in it in the name of
Jesus.
Amen. So be it.
So be it. Glory to Jesus Christ. Thank you, my brother. You see the power of baptism in the name of Jesus. And you say, why did you emphasize the baptism of the name of Jesus Christ? Well, we just told you. Because it's the name of all power, and there's over five scriptures in the book of Acts that declares that you are to use and glorify, pray, and baptize in that name of Jesus Christ. And when you become in love with Jesus Christ, Jesus, and the other ancient English language, then you feel the power, because in that name it generates energy. Like my brother said, that name is in our vibrant cells. The name of the Holy Spirit is Jesusi Christ. It's in Acts 4:12. It's in the book of Colossians all the way through. It's in the book of Philippians, and on the book of Corinthians, and all the apostolic scriptures. It says that there's a name given above every name, the name of Jesus Christ. Every knee shall bow in the heavens and earth and in hell. You see? So we're ministering right now to people that are in hell, Gehenna, Tartarus, those very low hells, and Hades, and Sheol, and hell, and purgatory, and then there's the realms of paradise, that there's no limit to ascension to the divine celestial glory, terrestrial glory, celestial glory, and the different degrees of glory. And in those different degrees, there are many variety of thousands of realms. You see, that's why the scripture in the book of the Matthew 6 chapter, is that Jesus said, "Our Father who art in the heavens," and the Aramaic, "Our Father Ruach," or who art in inner space and outer space, Spirit everywhere present at the same time and at different time zones. I love that. So the Holy Spirit is a necessity. It is major, and too many Christian churches have rejected the Holy Spirit. It is a dangerous thing to reject the Spirit of Christ, Jesusi, because when you do that, you become a wonderful, beautiful deadbeat. And if you're dead, you can't walk. You see, you can't say nothing. And so it's imperative. You can be spiritually dead and physically dead. And spiritual death is just as bad as physical death, because when you're spiritually dead, you're total separation from God Almighty and from the beloved Son, Jesus Christ, and you are even Ignatius, or you alienate yourself from the Holy Spirit. Yet you cannot alienate yourself, but yet you are. What do I mean? If you reject the light of Christ, though the Christ energy is flowing all around you and everywhere, but you have refused to let this Christ energy inside you, to flow in you, you have become lack of awareness. It's imperative, Psalms 46:10, God declared, "Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted above the heathen. I will be exalted in all the earth." And Jeremiah, the 23 chapter, verse 23-24, "Thus saith the Lord, do not I, the Lord," this is from the King James Royal Version, "fill the heavens and the earth? Can any hide himself in secret places that I shall not see him? Do not I see everything? I, the Lord, fill," F-I-L-L, "fill the heavens and the earth." Look at that power. That's the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the Holy Spirit, the omnipresent Christ energy, the Christ light, sweetheart, darling babies. It's imperative to become in love with this power. It's imperative to become saturated with this power, because this gracious friend of ours, this Paracletios, as spoken of in the Greek, is the divine comforter, not limited to one who just walks along your right side. This energy is everywhere. Is that right, my brother?
This energy is definitely everywhere, ever present. This energy, as you be still, as my 11 brother says, as you be still and know that I am, the I am present is in
yes,
you
amen.
And all around you, then your cells start to wake up. Your cells start to rejuvenate. You become younger. You become more energized. It's a necessity that you be still and know that I am God every day. You got to be still, because if you don't, then you will lose your life some kind of way. Because as you be still, it energizes you, it protects you, it guides you, it renews your mind, it renews everything on your body, it renews your skin, it renews your cells,
yes.
It renews your glands, it renews your hair from gray to black, it renews everything in your body. See, as you be still, that you're into the vibration ramp of Jesus.
Yes.
That's what you want to get. You want to feel the own presence, the I am presence. You want
Amen.
To feel the Jesus spirit. As you be still and know I am God, you get into the vibration, and it feels good and wonderful. It feels happy. It feels jubilant. It feels joyous. As you being, you'll have the joy of the Lord, Jesus,
yes.
in you. As you be still, that's a very necessity every day. It's just like eating. You should at least be still every day and feel it. Some people, they run the church, they run all this, and they think they're doing stuff with Jesus. They're not doing nothing. The first thing you need to do is work on yourself. Yourself. You're the key person right now that needs to do that. Because as you talked about before, we have ministers that went to hell. We just told you one.
Yes.
Ripping and running, not praising Jesus, not loving Jesus. Not to get down on that brother,
right. But
you got to be still. And there's a lot of ministers following the same way. They're not being still. They're not looking to judge Jesus. They're not praising not judge Jesus. They're not recognizing judge Jesus. They're not saying that he's the supreme creator of this planet. They're not even recognizing the ghost holy. First of all, they don't even recognize the Son of God. How are you going to even recognize the ghost? Because the Son of God gives you the ghost holy.
That's right.
So, I mean, hey, you both ways, you're damning yourself.
Right.
You got to get into Jesus. You're listening to this program? It's billions listening to this program.
Yes.
Get into Jesus. Do like the UK. The UK
is on it.
UK followers bragging on the UK. The UK is doing it, baby. What's happening in America?
You're supposed
to be the lighthouse. What are you doing?
That's right.
Are you worshiping your riches? Are you getting all this stuff and all this junk and you just thinking that's the happiness? No, it's the seed of Christ that's in you. It's not the seed of the dollar. Don't let the pimps fool you. It's the seed of Christ. Because when you have that, my loving brothers, you have youth, you have health, you have wisdom, you have money, you have everything. Look at Jesus. He was on this planet. He needed some to pay his taxes. What did he do? A fish head, a silver thing in it.
I mean,
things will just come to you.
Remember,
you're the richest person in the world. You're kings and queens. You're royal priests. That's for everybody.
Right.
Everybody is a priest in Jesus' kingdom. Once you get the baptism, you are legally a priest of Jesus.
You don't
have to go to the priest. You're the priest. You know, you are emphasizing Jesus Christ's presence by his divine light. And you'll start to light up. You'll start to become renewed. You'll start to become young. That's what you want. Everybody wants to be young. Nobody wants to be old. Nobody wants to die. If they do, they're crazy. Don't follow them. Run away.
You know what I'm saying
is the truth.
Yeah.
You feel it. You feel the ghost holy in you. See, the ghost holy is a feeling. It's a part of you that Jesus is putting in you. And it feels, when I'm talking to you through the ghost holy, you are feeling what I'm saying.
Right.
It's not necessary that you go to the Bible to verify. It's verified in your soul and spirit. Spirit.
Yes.
That's the best revelation you can get within yourself.
Yes.
Within you, you are equipped with everything you have that Jesus gave. You don't need nothing else. You got the Christ within you, which is your hope and glory. Look, it's your hope and it glorifies you.
Yes.
As you spend time as being still, as my loving brother said, you got to be still and know that I am God within me. And quit ripping around and thinking that you got to clean the church, you got to do this. You are the church. You're the walking temple of the living God. You don't really need to go to church, but if you have to, go ahead. It's a free will. But the highest worship is being still and know I am God. That's the highest worship. Not in church, it's with God's presence.
Yes.
Within you, right here. As you be still, the angels will attend you. As you start changing that name, angels and gods come around you because they love the praises of the saints. That's where they hang out.
Right. That's right, baby. And at the verified at the royal priesthood and Second Peter, where it states, ye are a royal priesthood, been purchased by the blood of Jesus Christ. So it is true, my beautiful sweethearts, that everybody that is in the kingdom of light and has been baptized in the Holy Ghost and in fire, you are a royal priest unto the priest, the high priest, Jesus, the eternal Christ. So this being still is really important. Spoken of in the book of Psalms, because and of the omnipresent energy that I, scripture that I gave you, you see, a lot of people, when they hear the energy, they get nervous. Oh, they went off to the New Age movement. Well, don't you know A.D. means in the year of our Lord Jesus Christ of the New Age of consummation and fire, you see, or Holy Ghost fire? Jesus Christ is the Lord of every age, not just of the 2,000 years ago. Before Moses was born, before Enoch came to earth, Jesus Christ was and is. First chapter of St. John. You know, he always was, is a fireball of glory, always and never shall be. These are the ages of Jesus Christ. And being still is you calm yourself down, like my brother was saying, you lift your thoughts, you commune with the light of Christ inside of you. You recognize you are a temple of Holy Spirit. A temple of Holy Spirit wants to be pure. A temple of Holy Spirit will become and retain youth do, and will become young and powerful, energetic, attractive, glorious, handsome, pretty, beautiful, muy guapo, everything. So it's imperative. It's imperative, and it's vitally important that we be still and not be workaholics, junkaholics, ripping and running. You know, let me give you some examples of living people that have passed on. Like a good friend of mine, also Robert William Schambach. I'm sure you heard of him, known as R.W. Schambach, a minister that had the gift of healing. He was real popular in the 50s and the 60s and the 70s. And all the way up until he just passed on, I think, about last year or a few years ago, plus or minus. Well, he told us a good story when he got, you know, he preached and he laid hands on people and he did all the stuff. People got healed. He cast demons out of people. And sometimes it took 3 hours to get rid of the demons, but he learned. And then when he went home in his hotel, because he traveled a lot, he ripped and ran a lot. And so when he went to the hotel and he stayed in the Austin Hotel, and he said, the Lord Jesus said, now I want you to spend time with me. And Schambach said, and the thing, and I'm not speaking behind his back, because he said this very thing on the airways, and I'm telling you, he was given, you know, a lesson that he learned. Schambach said, Lord, I'm too tired tonight. I'll catch you tomorrow. I'm sleepy. You know, I've been ministering. I've been serving you. The Lord said, okay. Next night, he preached it again, you know, laid hands on people. People got healed, blind eyes open, this and that happening, and the devil's cast out. And then Jesus, around 2:30 in the a.m., he went in this hotel room. Jesus said, now spend some time with me. He said, Lord, I'm tired, you know, and I love you, and I'll do some in the morning or later on. Jesus said, okay. The third night, he went to the crusade and, like, cast out demons, you know, to heal the people and the blind and the deaf and all the good stuff and the cripple. And he came home or to the hotel where he was staying. And this time, Jesus says, I got you. Like, what do you mean? He says, I have taken sleep away from you. You can't sleep if you want to. Be still and know that I am. I am the substance in you. I am the author and the director and the giver of the light of Christ. That trip, that Nick Bite out. He said, what? In other words, it got his attention that the Honorable Dr. Robert William Schambach, and he listened for a short time. Why did I say it like that? That's just what happened. Because a few years later, he died in the faith. He didn't have to. But the importance, you see, sometimes the ministers of the gospel, if they're ministers of the gospel, they get too wrapped up in the preaching. They get wrapped up in the teaching. They get wrapped up in the going hither and going thither and going all over the planet. And they fail to worship the Lord Jesus Christ. The main purpose of all of this stuff is to get yourself together for the worship of the Son of God. The main thing is to be still, know that I am God, judge yourself, perfect yourself in the spirit of Christ Jesus. Get some discipline in yourself, you see. So many have passed on. You see, I knew him personally. We knew in Oral Roberts, I knew him. And, you know, they passed on. And they were shocked when they went to another realm, not called heaven. And they're going through the training session. Jesus Christ says, if you put Father, mother, sister, and brother, uncles, aunts, wives before me, you are unworthy of me. You say, man, that sounds cold. No, baby.
What about husbands?
Yeah, you know, he didn't say husbands. You know why? And people, they trip off of that because the husbands represent Christ Jesus. The husbands represent, as in the apostolic scripture says, the Lord Jesus. Love should be so perfected in the husband. Husband, love your wives as Jesus Christ, the Lord, loves the church. That's high love. So Jesus didn't put that in there because the husband is supposed to be an automatic lover and a director of his lovely wife, and he's supposed to be submitted to Jesus Christ. Now, if you find a nigga bite that don't love Jesus Christ, common sense would tell you he's out pimping or smoking weed or doing something, you know, negative. What do you do? Okay, the wife, you honor him, you love him, you obey him as far as righteousness is concerned. You see what I'm saying? Because you got to use wisdom. Because you say, well, Jesus say, that, you know, he didn't put the husband in there, so whatever he say, I just obey like a robot. No, no, no. If your husband say, go assassinate the president, you going to go out there and try to do that? Hell no. You see what I'm saying? Like everything in Scripture, it has to be moved by the Spirit of Christ Jesus. If you don't search it out, or if you're unsure, you will be in trouble. You see? Because in the Old Covenant book, Testament, it says back in the day, homosexuality was wrong. Still is wrong. We don't condemn it. We don't condone it. That's another subject for this time. And it's like, back in the day, if they did homosexuality acts or lesbian acts, people say, what is homosexual? Sex with another man, or woman, sex with another woman. Back in them days, they stoned them to death under Moses' regime. And people say, oh, I wish they lived in Moses' day. No, you don't. No, no, no. No, you adulterous. You don't. You don't. Or fornicator. You don't. I'm glad to be living in this day. This is a merciful day. Not that that wasn't merciful, but we're living in the days of Jesus Christ, that he came in the flesh and born, you know, and all that good stuff. So the glory of Jesus Christ is loving him. When you love him, then you love yourself. Because his spirit abides in us. We need to get wrapped up in the spirit of Jesus Christ, because that's what this whole thing is all about. And when you possess the spirit of Jesus Christ, then you won't pick your wife or this one and that one and uncles and aunts and jobs. It can go, that scripture can go on and on. Jobs ahead of Christ, and, you know, this ahead, and your friends, socializers. You see, people have too many idols, my beautiful brother, today, as you notice. They create idols in their mind, their thoughts of ideology, their idol thinking. You see, it's so much, and humans are the most valuable species in on this planetary system. Humans are closer to God than anybody, than all the animals, the kingdom of the world, all the plants, all the stars. Humans are meant to become divine gods. Ask Adam and Eve for details. It's in there. See, they knew they were like God, and they act like they forgot it when Satan came and said, you shall become as gods. No, Satan, they already were as God. They knew they was, you know, they didn't try to take over God, but they knew they were like God. They wasn't born. They were created. See, Jehovah, Elohim, created the DNA experiment of bringing the spirit down, because we all were spirits in the beginning, brought Atibadon and Lilith first, and did some creation. And then, I won't get into the details, because the Father don't want to talk about that Lilith, because he messed up real bad. But he loves her and loves all his creation. So then Atibadon and Laiba, he gave another wife. He created her, and that's it. And if you get questions, then you can Gmail us. I'm not going to get into full details. Or look it up in Scripture. Pray to Jesus Christ. You will get the truth. And Atibadon and Laiba, they came, they were created by the hand of the Almighty. It says he took the dirt from the ground, and he did the DNA experimentation and put the organs and everything all together, breathing them, and they became a living soul. Now, that was the only ones that Jehovah created. He said, I thought he created everybody. Now, wait a minute before you fly off the handle. Jehovah, the great God, or Jehovah, the great Godfather, created that first being, Adam, or Atibadon in the original, and Laiba, you known as Adam and Eve, or Eva. Okay, after he made those beautiful beings and their glory, they were enlightenment and glory. They were told to keep their minds on the Christ-like, because they saw God and Jehovah, they saw Jesus. And that was in B.C. time. The heavens were open, and everything was paradisical. They didn't have to work for anything, nor sweat of their brow. They think of thought, there it was. Okay, because they failed to stay into the Christ light, or get into the Christ light, to recognize the Holy Spirit within. That's why you church folks today, you better wake up. It's beneficial for you. It's major. And because they ignored that light of Christ, they fell and ate the forbidden fruit, and they fell from their glory. From their bodies are made of illuminated light, they fell, and their flesh looked like animalistic flesh, or human flesh. Okay, after that, Jesus Christ was taught and was being instructed how to create. Now, those two people, not talking about Lilith, we'll just say Adam and Eve, like in the Bible, those two were created by the hand of Jehovah, Almighty God, put together with the dust and all that good stuff you heard in the scripture. And remember, in the dust, there was the light of Christ. Everything is composed of light. Okay. They wasn't born. They were created. Everybody else was born. That's something to think about, isn't it? Through Atibidom and Laiva, humans were born. And everyone that was born of a woman is available for divine redemption. You can be forgiven for your sins because you were born in sin because of Adam, Atibidom's sin. But Atibidom's sin does not hold you back to die because of the blood of Jesus Christ. This is deep, glorious, and intelligent. And if you have a complicated, if it appears complicated, pray to the Holy Spirit within you, sweetheart. You have the intelligent light of Christ. Everything evolves around the central nucleus of atom energy. What is atomic energy? The Christ light. Remember, we have these great minds in us. Creator Jesus has created all humankind. And so, therefore, the mind of Christ is in us. We just got to unleash and tap into it. Like Dr. Caroline Leaf, she knows about that. She talks about the brain power, a very wonderful person who's into the Holy Spirit and Jesus Christ. And we just want you to know the truth of the light of Christ.
You got that right, John. Jesus, baby.
That's
yeah,
right.
This divine energy, as my loving brother say, the Holy Spirit is divine energy.
Yes.
That's what it is. People say, they get nervous, my brother say, about energy. The Holy Spirit is energy. That's basically what it is. It's divine energy. If you're nervous about that, I don't know what to say.
Right.
But that's what it is. And another thing, like my loving brother was talking about, as far as an example of somebody, a female, Miles Monroe's wife, when they went to hell, he told the judgment angel, well, I'm supposed to be submitted to my husband. He said, no excuse.
Right.
The light of Christ is there. It was telling you to worship God Jesus. But but listen, I was supposed to be on this. See, it's no excuse for nobody.
Right.
The point is, yeah, you're supposed to be submission unto your husband. But if the light of Christ is telling you to worship God Jesus, see, the light of Christ is pounding everybody. It's knocking at everybody's door.
Yes.
You don't really need us. It's the light of Christ that's doing the work.
That's right.
It's knocking on your consciousness. It's this revealing what we're saying. You're feeling it because the light of Christ is in you, and you're feeling the truth if you open up. But if you reject it, you say, oh, I don't want to believe that. That's okay. You have a free will.
Yeah.
But the point is the light of Christ is in you, is knocking, and it's telling you this is the truth. And that's what he told you. He said, hey, the light of Christ, it's no excuse. The light of Christ told you, and it was telling you, and it was warning you. You should adhere.
But the scripture says, submit to your husband.
Yeah, he said that. That's true. But don't become scripture bound.
You're right. That's right.
You know,
mm-hmm.
It's the spirit that quickens. The spirit goes more so than the scripture.
Right.
And see, a lot of people get into the scripture so much that they get intellectualized and they use their carnal mind
and
they get sidetracked. And we're trying to spiritualize you.
Yes.
Go with the spirit. Go with the flow. Just like a rapper, he goes with the flow.
Mm-hmm.
He's feeling it.
Right.
He's going with the flow. A basketball player, let's say Magic Jack, he's feeling it. He's going with the flow. He's flowing with the ball. That's what the Holy Spirit, it's a flow. It's an energy.
Amen.
It moves you. It guides you. It grooves you. The singers, it grooves them. The dancers, it grooves them. With everything you're in. The doctors, it helps them when they operate.
Yes.
Anybody that deals with it. The carpenter, it grooves them to build that mansion. It puts it in his mind. This Holy Spirit is a necessity.
Yes.
You got to have it on everything you do. You know, like my brother said, be still and know that I am God. As you be still, you will know what to do every day. You'll do your jobs better. You'll do everything. You'll treat your wife better. You'll know how to love everybody. It teaches you from within. It's the inward doctrine that teaches you. You don't really need us. We're trying to guide you to the light of Christ. You don't really need your preacher. You, what you need, you don't even need the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God. You need the Christ within you. That's
right.
Going to be your Savior. That's going to be your guide.
Yes.
That's your Savior. Not so much John Jesus. He did his thing.
That's right.
Now it's up to you to take his Ghost Holy Spirit and activate it in your life.
Yes.
By being still and knowing that I am God. The seed of Christ,
yes.
Not the seed of the dollar.
That's
the
right.
Seed of Christ. That's what you need. Seek the kingdom of God, and everything will come unto you.
Yes.
Everything. It don't lie if you believe the scripture. Everything.
That's right.
I mean, you'll be most people that speak that seek the kingdom, they're very wealthy.
Yes.
They're very wealthy because they know that's no big deal. They are so loving God, Jesus, things just come to them. You know, when you get to that level, everything just comes to you. It has to, because you have the light of Christ, and the light of Christ is a drawing power. It's the all creative power. It's the all intelligence that's around you. It draws everything to you. You have the wisdom. You have the knowledge. You have the wisdom to make money. You have the knowledge of everything, because that's the knowledge within you. It's all in you within you. That's the most important thing of the universe. The God Jesus Holy Spirit within you. And that's what the Father, Allah Jehovah, wants you to do. And that's what God Jesus wants you to do. That's what my loving brother wants you to do. That's what I want you to do. That's what the seven spirits want you to do. Everybody wants you to get into God Jesus.
That's right.
And you're always in church.
Amen.
You're never alone. I don't care where you are. You're always in church. Remember, but you can be still anywhere. You don't have to go to a building if you want to. Most of the people, as we told you, they were in nature.
Right.
Where the ghost, where that energy is really moving and grew in nature, it's free to roam. I mean, it's not that it's not in the city, but it's something about that nature.
Yes.
Notice, most of these sages and stuff were always in the deserts. They were always in the forest. They were all, they weren't around people, you know. This energy is everywhere, though. It's everywhere present. It's in your hands, your fingernails, your eyes. It's in your penis. It's in your legs. It's
That's
in your right. toes, your toenails. It's in your hair. This light of Christ energy is omnipresent. It's everywhere. It's in your eyes. It's in your face. It's in your skin. It's inside every atom. The light of Christ is inside every atom. And as you say, Jesus.
God Jesus, yes.
That it just quickens you. It just alive those atoms throughout your body. As you just sit, I love you, God Jesus, those energy, that energy and those atoms start coming alive. Then you start feeling it. You start to feel this energy, and you start to say, whoa, and it starts to get more and more. You say, oh, I love you, God Jesus. Guide me, God Jesus. And this energy comes from your feet. It circulates your
yes.
feet. It circulates your leg. It circulates all around your head. It circulates your hands. And you can feel this energy.
That's
See,
right.
it's a feeling. People say they don't feel good. I don't know what they're talking about. You need to get into God Jesus. You will feel that energy.
Because right.
it's a dynamic love experience. It's a love feeling. It's a love Jones, as they say. You got to feel it. You got to love it. And you will feel it. You will love it. And the next day of the game, as we're saying, be still, my loving brothers,
right.
and know that I am
God.
And that is God Jesus' spirit.
That's right. That's right, baby. That you heard it live right here on Son of God University, because it is imperative to feel. Now, I tell you what, you ask any blunt smoker who smokes marijuana, you tell me they don't feel it. You ask the Honorable Comedian Cat Williams or anybody, Chris Rock, who talk about
yeah.
the stuff they know. You light that blunt one time, they say, man, you forget about your problem, and you just kick back. You say, you forget about that light bill. You say, man, I want to light these candles. I've been waiting to light these candles for a long time. 12 candles like that.
Hey, you know what? The point is, I'm glad my brother brought that up,
yes.
brother, because when they smoke that marijuana, they're going the opposite way.
Right.
See, they're taking the quick way.
Mm-hmm.
And just imagine, you'll have that feeling naturally in God Jesus' spirit.
Right, right.
See, they're taking it. Yeah, see, they're taking it in like, Because that's what they smoked in the that's what they took in the Garden of Eden,
right.
Made them hot.
Mm-hmm.
But the people don't know that. But when they smoke that real fast, and that gets into their system, and it's going the opposite way, the quick and easy. You can't go the quick and easy way. But they're going into the spirit realm illegally.
Right.
And they're feeling good about it.
That's it.
Now, why not go legally into
right.
it and feel good?
That's right.
That's illegal, because that's just going to bring you down.
That's it.
You know, it's just going to take you down, throw you around, throw you down on your face.
That's it. You got that right, Bobby. So Jesus is the real way, and we hope that you have a happy, happy Thanksgiving on November 27th in the United States of America on a Thursday. And Christmas Day on December 25th, that comes on a Thursday. And New Year's Day, January 1, 2015, that's on a Thursday. May Thor Jesus Christ be glorified. Let us just praise the Lord Jesus Christ and keep exalting him as we go out in prayer and praise to the glory of Jah Jay Soucy Christ Almighty, the canon, Jah Jay Soucy.
We love you, Jah Jay Soucy. We praise you, Jah Jay Soucy.
Thank you,
Jah Jay Soucy.
Jah Jay Soucy.
I love your
you.
Birthday.
Yes.
The Son
Happy
of God.
Birthday, Jah
Happy
Soucy.
Birthday.
Yes.
Thank you for creating
thank you.
Us.
Thank you,
thank you for
thank
being
you.
The Redeemer
the
of this
canon.
Planet.
Thank
you
Jah
for
Jah
your Soucy. Love.
Yes.
Thank you for just injecting us with your
yes.
holy presence.
Hallelujah.
We thank you, Jah Jay Soucy.
Yes.
We love
we
you,
love
Jah
you.
Jesus.
Yes.
We love Jah you, Jah Jesus, the
Jah
Holy
Jesus.
Spirit.
Yes, the Holy Spirit.
The Spirit that's closer than hands and feet.
Yes, that's
thank
right.
Thank you, Jah Jesus.
Thank you, Jah Jesus.
Thank you for being in us.
Thank
you for being around
thank
us.
You.
Thank you for your wisdom. Thank you for
thank
your
you.
Knowledge.
Thank
you for your understanding. Thank you for your love.
Yes, Jesus.
We love you.
Yes.
We love you.
Love you.
We love you. We praise you.
Yes,
we thank you. Thank you, Jah Jay Soucy.
Thank you, Jah Jay Soucy. Jah Jay Soucy. We adore you, sweet Savior God. We thank you for dwelling inside of our temple being. We thank you. Anyone that has committed sin and don't have a Savior, just talk to Jah Jesus, baby. Talk to Jah Jay Soucy, the divine Son of God. And Jah Jay Soucy will give you the Holy Spirit. And the name of the Holy Spirit is the same as the Son of God, Jah Jesus, or Jah Jay Soucy Christ. We love you. We love you. We love you. We love you, Jah Jay Soucy. Jah Jay Soucy.
You can start the canon now.
That's right, Jay Soucy.
We thank you.
We love you. We adore you. We praise you. We exalt you, eternal Christ. Jay Soucy.
Jay Soucy. Jay Soucy. Jay Soucy. Jay Soucy.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Jah Jesus, baby.
Jah Jesus, baby.
You got that right.
Our next program live is November 30th, 2014, the glory of God.
Jah Jesus, baby.
Jah Jesus, baby, the archives are free. Check them out.
We're out of here. Peace be with you. We love you.